related to the procurement process as a component of the financial management program for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to provide for guidance in administering the policy and for other purposes.
Okay, thank you, Sharon Griffin.
Just one comment I'd like to make is that originally this was going to come to you for a resolution, and our charter requires it to be an ordinance, and you'll see this tonight and then at the next meeting. And with that, I'd like to open up any comments or questions.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Chris on this?
So this is the first reading?
This is first reading.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. All right, any discussion on this first reading in general? Okay, moving on. Sharon, I don't know if this is yours or not. Consideration of amendment to contract with Pond and Company for the comp plan meeting schedule. Warren, you want to speak to this?
Kevin's going to speak.
Oh, okay.
Good evening again.
Hello.
Sorry, good morning.
Thanks, Rich.
Good morning. Last week in our work session, we discussed this topic a little bit, where the steering committee had requested some additional meetings for our comprehensive plan process. Last Tuesday night, we had a steering committee meeting where that was discussed in more detail. And the steering committee did request specifically four community informational meetings and two additional steering committee meetings. And then on Thursday night of last week, we had a community meeting, public, and several of you council members were there. It was approximately 40 people there, but we did share at that meeting that through the discussions at the work session and again at the steering committee on Tuesday, that there was potential for some additional meetings and public business for that. I believe earlier today you may have been sent a copy of a proposal from Pond and Company that details the scope of work and the proposed costs for those additional meetings. And I do have a representative from Pond and Company, Mr. Dan Cohen, is here. If you happen to have any questions, he's available to answer those.
Questions,
Danny?
Yeah.
I have a question with respect to the two additional steering committee meetings, because I understood there was to be one additional steering committee meeting after the meeting which was held this past Thursday, and that was already in the budget, and as I understood, what they need was one additional meeting beyond that, so we really just need one additional meeting beyond what's already been budgeted and agreed to by Pond and Company beyond these four community meetings that they're talking about. Is that right?
Mr. Cohen has asked that the meeting he attended on Tuesday count as one of those meetings.
I think that's wrong. I attended that meeting, and I think that that meeting was necessary to get ready for the Thursday night meeting, and it should have been done as a part of their services to us. And I disagree with that. I think we should pay them for one meeting and the four community meetings that we're talking about.
Okay, any questions?
Yes, I'll just echo what Danny said here. We invited Pond to attend that meeting. They came with their own will. We didn't tell them they'd be paid to come. We invited them. They said they'd be there. And I don't think they should send us a bill for that.
So city manager just asked me to mention also that these additional meetings would extend the length of the project a little bit into the first quarter of next year. Once we get your approval on this, we would get those meetings scheduled and give you an updated schedule.
The purpose of that comment is just that the existing contract expires at the end of December, and whatever amendments that you might make to the contract is just to make sure that there's a time extension in your motion that would go until July 1st of 2010 to give us enough time to complete all these meetings and still be able to finish the project.
I'm going to move down here. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. What are the timelines we're looking at for these meetings? I mean, what are the timelines as far as how far in advance will the schedule start, and then how often would they be? I presume they would, they would probably have to bone up to one and come up for the next one, so it wouldn't be all ready to do them one, two, three. I don't think So I presume there's some timelines here. I don't know how long it takes to prepare for one of these.
Our initial discussions were that we would try to do a couple between now and Thanksgiving, and the other couple shortly after the beginning of the year. Our experience has been that meetings between Thanksgiving and Christmas are not well attended.
Okay, I know two specific areas we're talking about. Would you tell me what all four of them are?
Let's see, we've got Dunway Village, we've got Georgetown,
DCID, and Timothy Mill, slash Jeff Ferry.
No, Tilly Mill is a separate one. Jet Ferry is a separate one. There is not one for PCID.
Yeah, and it's Georgetown. What's that?
Winter's Chapel. PCID is one of them, because we got the PCID was discussed
I wasn't there.
Bond's going to be chairing that.
Right. From the steering committee meeting, they did ask for four. They asked that the PCID be one of those four. That was not something that we had previously considered, but I think it's a good suggestion. So I think I'd do it the way that the steering committee suggested, which is four meetings, one on Shallow for Georgetown, one on the PCID, one on the Dunwoody Village, and then one on the East, which is Winter's Chapel.
Winter's Chapel to an 11.
Yeah, right. And each one would be held in the area that we would be focused on. And so I'm very supportive of us moving forward with this. We don't need to get it done by December. The worst thing we can do is spend $100,000 when spending $116,000 would get it done right. Or $115,000 if we take out that one committee meeting. So I don't know what the right mechanism is to get you your approval, because we don't have to. I mean, you've got the authority to make these kinds of changes. What do you need from us?
The contract was approved by council, so it needs to be amended by council. But I just want to make sure we have clarity, because that didn't need to be me being confused at 10 o'clock at night. But the four areas, just want to make sure I understand. Tilly Mill, Jet Ferry was one, but Winter's Chapel, PIB is a whole other area. So that's like five. Which on that list? I just want to make sure that we know which four that we'd be dealing with.
Four that was discussed at the Comprehensive Planning Commission study, our steering committee meeting, was PCID, Shallowford Georgetown, Dunwoody Village, and Tilly Mill / Jet Ferry.
All right, great. Then I've got my list.
Again, I think what John said, Tilly Mill and Jet Ferry are two separate ones. According to, I've got the handout that we just got at the meeting last Thursday night, and it shows that it's two separate corridors.
I think that's
Tilly Mill or Jet Ferry.
I think they felt like, the steering committee felt like those areas were small enough in terms of their footprint that you could deal with both of those in the same meeting and not still give them some attention and they're because of the size of the areas. So they thought they could advertise a meeting that would deal with both of those rather than try to add another one.
Yeah, and I think we'll make sure we got it right with the steering committee. That'll be easy. So the two amendments that are before you to the contract, if y'all decide to go that route, would be to extend the deadline to July 1st, 2010, and to amend the total cost of the contract from $100 to $116, is what the request is from HALA for the services that have been described for council to discuss.
Okay, you want to make a motion here, Robert?
Or any other
questions?
I know, and if we pull the audio from that meeting, Mr. Thompson discussed Winter's Chapel. I don't think it's responsible to cover Tilly Mill, Jet Ferry, and all that with the redevelopment of Tilly Mill, Winter's Chapel without covering that. I mean, it's just that is an area of town that is going to be changed, and we either need to roll that into one of the existing meetings or have another meeting added.
Which would you prefer? Do you think we'll get, if we do Winter Chapel by itself, do you think we'll get enough folks for Griffin Lands?
I can just tell you that the folks that I represent are really interested in having that looked at, and if we leave that off, I think it's going to cause some consternation there.
So
Can we roll it in, and which other one?
You want to roll it in with the?
I guess
is the PCID, you know, is the PCID really going to be that big of a thing to all of us here? They've got to kind of own plan a little bit here, and you know, we're going to be kind of.
But that plan's not had community input, right? The idea here is that the PCID has done a lot of planning on what they'd like to see, but the community has never been invited really to say, here's what we'd like to see. And that's what gives them an opportunity. You know, it's gonna change radically. I think that was what we want to keep.
Why don't we roll it in with one of the other ones? And make an amendment
to that. Why don't we approve five meetings, one for Winter Chapel, one for Tellyville / Jeff Berry, one for Dunwoody Village, one for Georgetown Shelter, and one for PCID. Then we cover the bases, and we've got plenty of time if we let this thing go until July.
Okay.
I will say this, that I would like to get this thing finished sooner versus later, but the main thing is to get it done right.
Absolutely. Okay, so John?
I was just going to state that the Tilley Mill property is across the street from the city of Doraville. It borders the Cab County, the gas station. We're really talking about one apartment complex.
They're talking about the Tilley Mill, Mount Vernon,
the
shopping center where Carvel is.
Yeah. Okay, because in the plan which Denny has in front of him, there's a Tilley Mill section.
But that's the Tilley Mill / Jeff Berry that we talked about was actually...
Okay. Again, I wasn't at that committee meeting, so if we're dropping...
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, there's really... The city limits is so shallow over there. I don't know that. Yeah.
Again, it was addressed in the document, and that's one confused on which Tilley Mill we're talking about.
I think it would also include probably...
Okay, if you look at just the footprint, you're right, Jet Ferry is a pretty darn small footprint, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
What's the... So we have Danny, your idea to add another...
Definitely do that. It's another $3,500. We'd increase the authorization to $18,500.
She's got it.
Okay.
I'm going to call it a second then.
Okay, so we're on... we don't have anything on the floor again, I don't think. Any other...
So I'll make a motion that we approve a contract amendment. Nope, this will be it. Okay. That we approve a contract amendment, and that contract amendment call for... five additional meetings, general public meetings, and one additional steering committee meeting, and that we extend the contract until July of next year so that those meetings can take place.
I'll second that.
You need to put a monetary. Would you amend that, please, Robert?
Yeah. So
18
with a total increase of cost of $18,500.
Okay, so that's amended.
Not to exceed.
We have a second on that discussion.
I guess, you know, as Danny said, you know, we can't stretch this period out, you know, too long, but this is too important not to get right. This is the next quarter century in Dunwoody, and, you know, we should not move forward until we feel in our hearts we've gotten this thing absolutely right. It's just too important.
Thank you, Tom, Danny.
I just want to make it perfectly clear that will include two comprehensive steering committee meetings, not one, but two, in that amount, the 18.5 amount.
Okay. Because one hundred. That's ordinary. Any other discussion on this?
I think Jenny, the other one is very interesting because we need that area looked at probably more than any other area. If you want to know the truth, that area was like Beecher Industrial. I would just one of the things, and I don't know how we do it, I talked to a couple people at the meeting last Thursday night. How do we get a better attendance? You know, 43,000 people, and the number one issue of why we became a city, and there were only 40 people showed up at the last meeting. So, and I don't think the location is that really important because we're so small here in Dunwoody. In fact, I talked to several people that live down in Cheddar Woods today, and they said, well, you know, getting the Dunwoody Methodist Church is very easy for us. It's no problem at all. Because finding a place to have these meetings in those specific areas, especially over town, over by you, might be a little bit difficult. I don't know. Maybe you can certainly get some ideas. But I think the whole idea is that wherever we have it, if we don't have citizen participation, we really haven't succeeded. So however we can do that, you know, I don't know how you do it, but I think the best way is maybe to go through the neighborhood watches or whatever and to get them to pass the word. Because, you know, electronically on John's blog and things, yeah, that's all good, but 40 people showed up. So I think however we can do that, and I think that's one thing we need to put our heads together. How do we get the word out? How do we encourage everyone to come to these meetings?
One of the things we talked about at the meeting last Tuesday evening was instead of putting in the in-text ad in the prior, is to put a sheet in there that would fall out, you know, the supplier in the prior that would make it so that people would have that, would have it in front of them. The only other way to do that is to announce it. If they don't come, we're going to vote on the tax increase.
Change garbage.
We're not going to do
right time, right here.
Johnson and Ross. I already asked you to pay for that.
Okay, all right.
I'll just remember if you write that, you're going to have to pay for all the improvements. Remember what I said last time. All right, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, I just want to, again, we can communicate things widely. The sanitation hearings have been, you know, communicated across the city in the crier, in emails, and, you know, Morse code, smoke signals, and out of two meetings, we had a total of maybe 21 or 22 attendees. So, I mean, we give people the opportunity to participate, but that's, you know, you can't drag them to the meeting. We can start with, then sanitation is an example. We have advertised that anyway, you know.
Okay, any other discussion on this, John?
If this were to be approved tonight, I would ask that the city put together a schedule as soon as possible and reschedule the meetings, which I believe are currently for December 8th and 21st, put out a schedule so that we can publicize it, so that we can get this done as quick as possible. Thank you.
Also, any ideas you have that we can enhance the attendance would be greatly appreciated. You know, I mean, the September 24th meeting's been out since when? I think May or June. You know, there were 40 folks that showed up. They participated, but we'd surely be good to see about 400 show up.
I agree, Christmas. Okay, any other discussion on this before we vote?
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, we're on to, thank you very much. We're on to public comment. If anybody have a public comment, please bring your card forward.